Welcome to the Daniel Towns Planning Commission meeting. This is Wednesday, October 23rd, 2024, 7 p.m. in the Wasatch County Services Building, Conference Room B. The first item on the agenda is public comments for anything that's not on the agenda already. So do we have anyone that would like to make comments today? Okay. We'll move to item two then, which is a public hearing for Geneva Rock Products annexation. So could I have a motion to open the public hearing?
I'll open the public hearing for the Geneva Rock Products annexation public hearing.
Second.
Okay. Call for the vote.
Wild, yes.
Horner, yes.
Spangler, yes.
Taylor, yes.
The motion carries. We have a problem in that all the notifications did not go out that need to for this. So we'll need to continue this until next month. The annexation was certified. Notifications still didn't go out. And so I guess I'd accept a motion to continue this until the next meeting.
I'll make the motion that we continue Geneva Rock Products annexation public hearing for our next meeting on November, third week in November on Wednesday.
I don't have my phone.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Call for the vote.
Wild, yes.
Horner, yes.
Spangler, yes.
Taylor, yes.
Okay. Just start. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was just curious, when you talk about the notifications, is this something that we did on our end? I was just trying to understand what happened.
It was not something that you did on your end. It was on our end.
Okay. Where the notification to go out?
I got confused because the town council continued it till December.
Okay.
So that's what I had in my head. So I thought we were hearing it in November anyway, because the town council is having their public hearing in December, and they voted on that this month.
Okay.
They
I was just trying to understand.
Yeah, no, it was me, and I got confused.
So we'll go to the third week, third Wednesday in November.
Yes.
The next one.
Yes, and you'll get notification. And then the public hearing in the town council will be the first Monday in December. I think it's
the 20th. November
20th of November.
Okay, and is December the 4th or the 6th?
For Monday?
For town council.
Town council is the first Monday, which is the second.
The second. Okay, so it's the second of December.
For the town council.
After the 20th, it'll need to go to the next one on
December 2nd.
December 2nd. And is that at 7 p.m. in here, or is that somewhere?
That's at 6, and I'll send you the notifications.
Okay. And then if we can work on some of the other parts to this, maybe we could review them all. Because I know this is the annexation, but then there's a subdivision plat that we're still trying to work through, and then the CUP to go with it. Does that give us more time to put it all together?
I'll let the planner speak to them.
Well, the planning commission's here. The planner, I don't know.
Well, no,
I was
talking about deadlines.
Well, yeah, so the subdivision, you're going to do that, right?
Yeah, we're working through that right now. There's still some technical challenges we're working with on that.
Yeah, so once you get your subdivision, a survey in,
correct,
then we'll get to the point where that'll come before the planning commission. They'll approve that, and then you can start working through the process at the county.
Right. So, but potentially we could review both of those November 20th.
Probably two different line items on the 20th.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah, if it's ready for review.
If it's ready, I mean, we'll try, but I'm not sure yet. I'm just curious.
All right.
Yeah. Please do it. That'll make the agenda shorter on the next month.
Okay. I'll see what I can do.
Did you tell them the deadline?
You know about the deadline, right? The first of the month? All applications have to be in at the end of the month for the...
Yep. Okay. It's got to be in the end of this month.
Sure. I was just wondering, Gary, if we had people here tonight that wanted to speak to this. since it's been on the agenda, do you want to have any public input on this?
Well, I guess I kind of would, but since we can't really have the public hearing because everyone that was going to come is not going to be here, then they're not going to be able to hear the other comments.
That's true, too.
Kind of my thought, that everyone should be able to hear the comments. So I guess my preference would be is to hold the public hearing, do it correctly, get everyone's comments.
You just continued it, right?
Yeah, we still have to close it, though.
Oh, we closed, didn't they? Kip closed it, didn't?
We just continued.
Just continued.
We just continued.
We're still in it.
So I guess I would accept a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, call for the vote?
Loud, yes.
Horner, yes.
Magner, yes.
Taylor, yes.
Okay, let's move to agenda item three, which is public hearing for zone change application from TH Land. So I guess need a motion to open the public hearing?
We're ready to do it this time?
Yes.
Yes.
Make a motion that we open the public hearing for the zone change application for TH Land.
I'll second that.
Okay. Motion and a second. Call for the vote?
Wild, yes.
Horner, yes.
Magner, yes.
Taylor, yes. Okay. Starting the public hearing, is anyone here from, oh, there you are, okay. Like to come up and tell us or explain what you're trying to do?
Sure. So we're just, state your name, Wes Harris, and we are in the process currently, we're done with all the Mylar, it's been submitted, so we should have parcel numbers on the two residential lots, and then the third lot that borders 40 is the zone we're looking to get for it is commercial. That's what we're seeking, and that's where we're at. That's where we're at.
Okay.
Questions?
I don't have any, but.
Speak up, Marcia. I can't hear you.
He said it was coming to this meeting. Are we not supposed to be at this meeting?
You can be at this meeting.
Well, I know, but. Is Weaver sent a paper? Is that the one that was the system? Who was it to? Oh, all right. We're okay then. I guess.
So this is your opportunity to ask questions or talk about your concerns and.
Oh, I have a question. I'm not sure. Our house.
State your name.
Oh, my name's Alan Covington. We own a property on Little Sweden. Is that the property that
is within
500 feet of? I haven't seen a map.
Yeah, so Little Sweden's right here, and those are the two residential lots. Here's the commercial here
okay. That
borders over here. This would be 40.
Okay.
And the Little Sweden is this 2.5-acre commercial.
Yeah, and we live. Right here across Little Sweden.
Okay. Anybody else want one of those?
So these are going to just be two homes right across the street from us.
Yes, two residential lots on Little Sweden.
And those have already been approved.
Okay.
Yeah.
I talked to the realtor that was out there GPSing everything, and he. That was the first I heard of it. So, that's my only question.
Any other questions or comments?
I can't read your lips very well. My glasses are dirty, Marcia.
Well, fine. Can I bitch about Scott Keel then?
Not right now.
I'm just asking.
So what would you plan on commercial?
So that would be something that would be proposed at a later date. We don't look to put in commercial ourselves. It was just get the zone change, and then I'm sure at some point we'll sell it. A developer would come in, would present a plan to the planning commission.
And we got enough right of way at the highway, 40?
Yes. So we're...
Well, that's awful tight down there.
Right, but as of right now, the plan is to put in a light at some point right there, is what UDOT is planning to do. And that's with the town of Independence in conjunction with Daniel. And I can let you guys speak to that more so than I can do. Wes, what's the frontage on 40?
I'm looking on here, but I don't see the measurement on it.
The call out exactly is right offhand myself. Sorry.
We might have to continue this until you can come up with that.
I'll give you a number. 181.35 is what it says.
131?
181.
181. Do you want the requirement?
So we've talked with UDOT, and so, yeah.
They're good?
So it's going to be a UDOT thing, not a us thing, right?
Yes.
Correct.
And that was a concern the first time we met with both the city and as well.
Any other questions or comments?
So is each going to be 2 5-acre lots then?
You got it.
Those are 5-acre residential lots?
Yes, and those have already been approved. Those are, yep.
I think that would be 200. Is your width 200 foot open on Daniel's Row, I mean on Little Sweden?
250, just over 250.
It's what?
It's 250. Like 251.
251.
Huh?
251, yeah.
It's this distance.
Okay. Okay, anything else? Planning Commission, okay?
Yep.
Okay, accept a motion.
Do we close
the meeting of the public hearing?
I'll make a motion that we close the public hearing for the zone change application from TH Land.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, call for the vote.
Wyatt, yes.
Horner, yes.
Fenninger, yes.
Favor, yes.
Okay. Would the commission like to take any action, which would be either to recommend to town council to proceed with this zone change or recommend not to proceed?
Are you asking for a motion?
If you're ready to make a motion, yeah. If not,
I think I am.
There's more discussion.
I'll make the motion that we extend the zone change application from TH Land to the town council for
a positive recommendation.
A positive recommendation.
I'll second that.
Okay. A motion and a second. Is there any discussion on the motion? Okay, call for the vote.
Wild, yes.
Horner, yes.
Favor, yes.
Favor, yes.
Motion carries.
I'm a little slow these days.
All right, let's move to item number 4, which is the public hearing for the Nader commercial zone change. So, does that accept a motion to open the public hearing?
Make a motion, open the public hearing for the Nader Commercial Zone Change.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, call for the vote.
Wild, yes.
Horner, yes.
Stanger, yes.
Taylor, yes.
Okay. Nate, would you like to?
Yes.
My name is Nate Orton. The piece that we're talking about is, I own the nursery that's there on the triangle of Mill Road and Highway 40. And it's approximately a four acre piece right there on the, by the cobble moon field that we acquired from the city. But anyways, so yeah, I'm just proposing to get the zone changed. Right now, we have a business license to run our landscape business. We're under I can't remember what they called it, a variance.
Conditional use.
Conditional use, thank you. Just looking to get the zone changed for possible future growth or whatever. Have really no specific plans right now, but I own a three-quarter acre piece of property that's currently commercial that butts up to this piece that was part of the Armstrong subdivision. I think it was the Armstrong subdivision.
The Saudi subdivision.
Yeah, mine's the Saudi subdivision, but I orders and I have a three-quarter acre lot that's part of that. It's already zoned commercial. So anyways, that's where we're at. That's what I'm looking for, is the zone change.
To what?
To commercial, from residential to commercial.
So you can build what?
I have no idea yet.
Oh, I heard you were going to put a Maverick or something like that in.
I'm not going to put a Maverick.
I wish they did.
That was hearsay across the road.
Yeah.
That's in Heber City, so it has nothing to do with us across the road.
I'm just asking.
Yeah. No, I honestly, right now, my plans are to run my landscape company for the, you know, I don't know, 3+ year future, but that could change at any moment too. But that's currently the plans. So, but I am looking to get the zone changed. So if I decide to market the property, it's already done. And since it's a once a year thing, I'm trying to do it now. So that's why I'm here. Any questions?
In the public, I mean, this came up quite a few years ago and it was denied, but since that place, this is basically surrounded by commercial. And so, you know, conditions have changed.
They'll clean it up.
Actually cleaned it up a lot when we saw trees growing. So I guess the only immediate difference would be is you could do sales from that location now where you can't now.
Yeah.
But, you know, and then in the future, so.
Which I have currently no plans of doing retail, but that is a possibility. You know, I mean, so with this zone change, that would give you that possibility, but that's not my immediate for the future. But
the trees are on this currently.
Yeah, trees are, right? Yeah, so. Anyways, like I say, I'm just looking at the future. Like Gary, it's Gary, right?
Yeah.
Like Gary said, I kind of had a bad experience with the town 4 or 5 years ago with this, and I've kind of waited. Just, you know, I haven't really been in a hurry, but here I am again. I just figured, like Gary says, that maybe the time might be a better time to get this done. So.
Yeah. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Do you have to contact the residents that do live right there? I know my sister lives right behind this. Do they contact people or how does that
matter? Yes, the letters went out exactly at the same time as the TH land.
Oh, okay.
So everyone that has property within 500 feet.
Because commercial would affect somebody living right next to us. So.
It's even commercial properties. It's anybody. They pull it from the county website and it's 500 feet, and so they do like an invisible line and they send me the parcel numbers and everything in a spreadsheet. I sent out over 100 letters.
I apologize. I had a map 2 months ago that I forgot to bring today. Some things have got shifted, so I was unprepared, but currently there's a 4-acre commercial piece across Mill Road that abuts the subdivision and houses you guys are talking about, this part of Heber City. All the corners of that intersection of Mill Road and 40 are commercial except for mine. Mine is currently zoned residential. And then, you know, going up the highway on 40, I mean, now we have a new commercial piece, but there's several commercial pieces. To me, from the city planning, town planning perspective, it seems pretty logical. But anyways.
I'm just talking about the piece of property directly to the east of you. Stephanie Jim Wolston, he's right adjacent to you.
Yeah, Stephanie, yeah. They should have got a notice.
Yeah, so if it went commercial, it would affect them.
Yeah, and they, yeah, they're now, I mean, they're next to commercial on the south side of them.
Right.
Where Russ Witt's place is.
Yeah, they're surrounded.
And then my 3/4 acre commercial piece, their driveway actually borders that piece as well. And that's, I have a, there's a equipment rental company there now. So it's just kind of, as you're driving through Mill Road, you'll.
I've got it in color if you want.
Yeah, okay.
Here's the packet.
Thank you. Does anyone want to see this map?
You have to give it back because that's my copy.
It's right next to Stephanie and us there. Where my trees are is actually zoned residential. That's the people saw the piece. But there is a piece, there's a line right there that Huntsman used to own. The drill stacklings where all the drill pipe was. That's commercial back. And that's where when you drive by, there's a sign that says Iron Horse Equipment Rental. I guess running that comes from me. Yes, he's running that from me. I'm running that on my commercial piece. And then like say, my business license for my landscape company is under that conditional use that the city approved, or the town approved several years ago.
All right.
So this would negate the necessity of that conditional use, right?
Right. Change the use of the property. So. Okay. Anyone else have any questions or comments? If not, then accept a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll make that motion that we close the public hearing. Is there a commercial zone change?
I'll second.
Okay, call for the vote.
Wild, yes.
Horner, yes.
Sager, yes.
Mayor, yes.
Okay. We need a motion to either set a recommendation to the town positively or negatively or continue.
I'll make a motion that we forward to the town planning committee or town council with a positive recommendation to approve the public or to approve the neighbor commercial zone change to commercial.
Okay, is there a second?
Second, Pat.
Okay, call for the vote.
Wild, yes.
Horner, yes.
Banger,
yes.
Taylor, yes.
Any motion carries. Okay, we'll move to item 5, which is Smith's Garage Edition. Is there anyone here to speak to that? If not, then accept a motion to continue that.
I'll make the motion we continue Smith's Garage Edition building application.
Okay.
What are the issues that are still in question now?
I think they've figured out where the water line is, and they just need to come back and show that their plat is not going to impact that water.
We haven't seen the plat, the new plat yet.
Yeah, or the new plan for where the garage is going.
Haven't seen that yet. Okay.
We'll keep that on the agenda until that gets taken care of, so. Anyway, did we have a motion? I'm sorry, I didn't.
Kip Mable.
Kip Mable. I'll second it.
Okay.
Wild, yes.
Horner, yes.
Bangider, yes.
Taylor, yes.
Any motion carries? Okay. Item six, Chip was not ready to come tonight, so I talked to him earlier, he called and said he wasn't coming.
So do we need to continue on?
No, he would just want to be on the agenda to discuss some things, so. He has some other applications in that we'll put him on, back on the agenda if he wants to be.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll skip to item seven, which is business licenses. And we have one new, which is Jordan Rude. He's here, and anyway, if you'd just like to tell us, I mean, you were here before, but just tell us again what your plans are.
So my name is Jordan Rude. Basically, I'm applying for a business license for my FFL to be housed at my home. It would not be commercial of any nature. There wouldn't be more people coming in. Wouldn't be doing any business for the general public. It's mostly just for R&D. So I'd be doing, basically, buying and working on designing products. So it wouldn't impact traffic or anything like that.
Employees, or is this just you?
As of right now, it's just me.
And looks like bow and arrow kind of stuff. What other things are you?
Bow and Arrow Ordnance is the name of the company, but right now I'm an SOT, which is my special occupation tax. It allows me to trade in NFA items. So suppressors, short barrel rifles, short barrel shotguns, that kind of thing. Right now I'm focusing on suppressors, possibly manufacturing my own suppressor in the future. But at that point in time, if I would move to any serious manufacturing, I would move it out of my garage into a commercial space.
So have you got a machine shop?
No, it's just out of my garage right now. So mainly right now what I'm doing is I'm purchasing different suppressors, seeing what works, seeing what doesn't work, be able to cut them apart and look at them, to be able to come up with designs of my own.
Were you shooting weapons?
Not
on the
side.
On the side, no. Okay.
No, there's a DNR land about 6 minutes from my house and that gun range, so.
What's your plan past that? Have you got any other plans past your suppressors? What's your next venture, you think?
No plans as of yet. I just got into this as a hobby. It was easier to do than paying the tax stamps, and figured out it was a good way to start studying things. I toyed with doing a YouTube channel at some point in time, and having that paperwork makes it a lot easier. Still not sure what I want to end up doing with it, but I just want to continue the license because getting your FFL from the federal government is a total pain in the butt. So I just want to make sure I get the business license and check all my boxes with them so they don't revoke my license.
And what address is it?
481 Tiancum Road, right there on that little cul-de-sac.
His full application is in your packet.
Yeah. Are any questions or comments from planning? Not, then I would accept a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the business license for Jordan Rude DBA BOA Bow and Arrow Ordnances LLC.
Second.
Okay, do we need to change that to recommend to the council?
No, I thought we did business licenses.
Don't we recommend to the council?
Then I'll recommend that to the council with everything that was stated.
Okay. Second.
Okay, call for the vote.
Wild, yes.
Warner, yes.
Bangeter, yes.
Taylor, yes. Okay, motion carries.
And when's the next town council meeting?
The first Monday of November.
Second.
November 2nd.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't have the phone number.
That's all right.
Wait a minute, that may not be accurate.
It's the 4th, I believe.
Oh.
November 4th.
Okay.
And it's at 6 o'clock.
Is it December 2nd?
Yes. Once it's approved, then I can issue you the license.
Okay, well, I need to be here for that meeting.
I think it's a good idea, but it's up to you.
I was planning to be out of town, but I'm sure I'll be here. And it's at 6?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. On to item number 8. Which is the discussion of change to town code regarding commercial condominiums. Have any comments on that, any thoughts, changes?
I like the verbiage that we saw from Eric last time, and my feelings are, I think it's a win for the town to help some smaller businesses get in there and operate. So we've addressed enough of the concerns over the residential aspect of it getting nixed for sure, and it seems like a good deal to me.
Okay. Anyone else?
I'm on board with Brittany.
I feel the same way.
Okay. Accept a motion then.
I don't know how to reference to that, but I will recommend that we recommend to the town council changing the town code to adopt Eric's write-up of the commercial condominium code.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Call for the vote.
I should say nay, just so Mary has to vote.
For it. Wild, yes.
Warner, yes.
Bangeter, yes.
Taylor, yes.
Softy.
Okay, motion carries, even though Kip writes.
There's always a politician.
Yep.
So in your motion, do you want to say to adopt exactly what Eric handed? Okay.
Yeah.
That's your recommendation.
Yeah, that verbiage is what it was written in there.
Okay. I just want to make
sure. More words than I want to read out for the record, but
no,
yes.
No, that's fine, but because I want to.
Yeah, we got the one that we got last meeting. I thought that was good.
Okay, thank you for the clarification.
The town council will get to read that out loud when it's.
Do they?
If they pass it, yeah.
Word for word. That's fun.
It's good for them. Okay. Item 9, planner report.
Okay, man.
No questions? I like it.
I'm going to give them another minute or so.
All right, okay. While they're looking that over, I'm going to hand out this boundary line agreement. This will just be just for your education on boundary line agreements, because we have one of these. Chips was going to be here tonight, and that's what we'll ponder. So this is the state law regarding that and what things he'll have to do to get that wrapped up. So as we talk about that, that's just so you guys are familiar with what will happen as he goes through that process. Me and Gary discussed a little bit. Really, it requires him to survey his property, but where they're taking that property from next door, they can't make an illegal lot, so they might have to survey it both, because we won't know if that's a 5-acre lot that they leave. Tell us with survey, so.
The chip probably won't have a problem with the survey.
I think they're working on it right now.
Are they?
One thing that Chip said to me is they're trying to get that all together, so.
Okay. And then on the other side of that is Drew is looking towards changing the zoning on his. Because he's part of his property is a P-160. So we received an application, but we haven't received the fee, so we don't have a completed application yet.
So we could possibly see that next month?
You could.
Or some other time in the future. Okay.
Okay.
Any other questions for Eric? All right, move to item 10, which is minutes. Anyone had a chance to see them?
What she said?
Do we need to?
There should be three sets.
Mr. Stewart's not concerned with the property across the street from him. It's a property adjacent to him. There's one property between him and the property concerned. It's on the same side of the street.
Oh, okay. So it's...
east, on the same side of the street.
On the same side of the street?
Correct.
Oh, I thought he was across the street. Okay.
No. He talked about cars parking across the street.
Okay, that's probably...
that kind of thing.
Okay, okay, so...
so it's the lot two from okay. him east.
Okay. So two east meaning closer to 48?
So there's him, a lot, and then the lot of concern.
Okay, and the
that's
lot of concern
east.
Is going... okay, gotcha.
Towards Highway 40.
Okay.
Okay, is there anything else on July 17th?
I'll make the motion we approve July 17th minutes, Planning Commission meeting minutes.
With the given.
With the.
The change.
Correction.
With Byron's.
Okay.
With Byron's changes.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll start.
Okay, call for the vote.
Wild, yes.
Warner, yes.
Sanger, yes.
Warner, yes.
Okay, who's seconded? I'm sorry.
Heber.
You do.
Good to see you pipe up down there, Heber.
Once
you
in a while.
Asleep.
I'm not sleeping.
There should be an August in there as well.
I don't have August.
Nope. Come
on. I'm sorry, I had a copy at UPS store. And
it might
didn't...
be in the rest of this batch somewhere.
Yeah.
I just picked it up. I didn't have to do it. Well, this is fine. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll email it out to you.
So September.
What, how did they lose the middle one?
Okay, let's move to the September one. look through the packet before we look at that one.
On number three with the Smith Garage Edition?
Yes.
It says that Commissioner Horner moved to the Smith Garage. I haven't moved. I still live in my same place.
Continue. Okay, thank you.
You do?
Open the public hearing until October 16th. That's going to be open from a long time, from September to October. So it would be moved to, what's the right, continue instead of open. On number five?
On number five, sorry, I was looking on four. Oh, continue, okay. So two continue.
It looks like.
Yeah, number 10's got that.
So. Number 5, you've got this in there two times.
I think, as I'm looking at it, I think it was we opened and closed it.
You have, yeah, because we actually did hold the public meeting. So when we closed it, it was continued.
Yeah, it's just like we did today. We opened it and closed it. Right. And
well, we opened it, then we continued it. Then
and then, yeah.
Yeah, so this is still right.
So we need to get.
So it needs to have open and continue up there on that.
Instead of close and continue?
I think you're second.
So it was open, it was closed, it was continued,
we need to continue.
It was closed.
Okay,
first,
so
then close it.
The motion was made together. I listened to it again this weekend, but I can, it was, it should have been three different motions is what you're saying? Okay. Okay.
Been the only one here.
Maybe so. Or await.
Move to approve
a
minutes.
Fiery that.
Continue.
That's four to go.
No, you guys are talking pretty fast.
Motion to accept the September 18th minutes with the changes noted.
I'll second that.
Okay. The motion is second. I'll call for the vote.
Wild, yes.
Horner, yes.
Singer, yes.
Taylor, yes.
Motion carries. Item 11. Anyone would like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we, do you have something before we do?
I just wanted to let you guys know that we do have an application in for a lot verification that will be on the agenda next month. So if you want to look into that part of the code before next month, that will.
Lot verification?
This is a non-conforming lot.
Yeah.
Trying to get a lot of record out of it.
Yep. So that'll appear on the agenda next month, so just that's a heads up to look at that piece of code, 821.
Okay.
Is it just 821, or is it?
It's included in the 821.
Is that 8.21?
Yes, it is.
And it's called lot verification.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn our planning commission meeting.
Second.
Call for the vote.
Wild, yes.
Banger, yes.
Taylor, yes.
Kipper?
Yes.
Yes.
Really fast.